Hi, this is Diana Williams. I'm the broker owner of Royalty Realty, where we treat you like royalty. It's home of the Condo Queen team in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, just below Daytona Beach, on the white sugar sands of the Atlantic Ocean. So today I want to talk to you about my worst day ever in real estate. Perhaps we'll learn something from it. I was a school teacher here for over 20 years and had made acquaintances with a lot of principals and school teachers, and one of my favorites was the principal of an elementary school here. And I had taught her kids in school, and she called and said she was ready to sell her canal front home. And now that I was a realtor, she was delighted that she could use me. And she and her husband were friendly with me, and I went over and listed their home. And they had a dream. Their dream was to move on to the Intercoastal Waterway and build a porch house and retire together. And we chatted about how they had just been on a cruise and they'd both gotten full physicals and gone to the doctor, and they were both runners. They were in excellent health and their kids were raised and they were empty nesters and they were excited about this new chapter in their life. So a few months into the listing of their nice home, someone came and we placed a contract on it and wrote a contract simultaneously for their riverfront property to build on. We were signing the contract and I looked at her husband and I said, "You two are gonna rock your days away on the breezes looking off your porch at the Intercoastal Waterway. You guys are gonna be sitting pretty on the river." So we exchanged pleasantries, I got up to leave, and I wasn't barely out of the driveway when I got a call from my friend, and she was in a panic, and she said Joe had a heart attack. He had reached for the garage door, fallen onto the concrete, and had a massive coronary. She asked me if I could come back and call the kids and let them know she was in no shape to do it, call her mother and help her get through this. Even with CPR, he did not recover. They lived 20 minutes from the hospital. It took him 20 minutes to get down there, and he was gone. By the snap of a finger, he was gone in his 50s. Took a long time for her to recover from that, a couple of years of grieving. I don't think you ever recover from something like that. But eventually, I chatted with her about possibly, because the gene pool for dating in our town is so small, if she would let me help her set up a Facebook page or a dating page of some kind. And so we did that, and it was kind of fun. And she did eventually meet someone, and in the meantime, she got out of the contract for the riverfront lot that she would never sit on the porch with him on, and bought a golf front lot that my father owned in a quiet private community and built a home there and had a swimming pool and lived there for several years. And she met someone who then became her golf partner, and he eventually proposed after he had a hole in one at the St. Andrews golf course in Ireland. And it was all very lovely and romantic. And once they got engaged, I didn't really keep in contact with her like I should have. And she lived right down the street from my family. My parents all live on the same golf course, and at one point I had lived there as well, but you know, it's one of those things where you get out of touch. I was scrolling through MLS, and I noticed her house was listed by one of her neighbors. And I ran into her at the nail salon, and she said, "Oh, well, you know, he lives out there," and I went with him. And basically, that was my fault. I didn't keep in touch with her. I didn't stay relevant. I didn't keep her in the loop that I was going to be her realtor for life. So the first postcard that came across, "I live in your neighborhood and I'm a realtor," she listed with that and said, Well, you know, you can sell my house. You don't have to be the listing agent. You can sell it. It's not the same. It's not the same relationship. And she didn't know that over those 20 years, I'd stopped working with buyers. I was only a listing agent, and I don't work with buyers any longer. I have 5 or 6 buyer's agents who sell houses. So I probably will not be the person selling her house. I wanted to be her listing agent. But she didn't. I said, why didn't you even call me or interview me? And she said, I don't know. People don't understand how real estate works. They really don't, unless you educate them, unless you stay current, relevant, and let them know you're still in the business. They're not thinking about you. They're thinking about them. And my neighbor's here. He lives right in the neighborhood. He can do it. So I didn't stay relevant with her and keep in contact, and I lost the chance to list my friend's house. She didn't consider me her go-to property specialist for life. You have a doctor, you have a lawyer. People look at these as professions. There's 300 realtors in our tiny little town, and anybody can do the job is how they look at realtors. And if you don't stay in contact with them, they will forget about you. So stay in contact with everyone you ever were friendly with in your sphere, or anyone that you sold something to, bought something through. Keep in contact. It's a good idea. She moved away to another state. Probably will never hear this podcast, but if you're out there and you hear this, best always to you.